This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Hey, I got a call from the local librarian. There's a Cochise County Branch Library not too far from our home near the banks of the Ojolote. It's in an old schoolhouse. I mean, there's a school there, a little campus, but the library is in the original one-room schoolhouse. And over the years, we've talked to neighbors who attended that school as long ago as 70 or 80 years ago. Yeah. Anyway, I know the librarian pretty well. She's very attractive, and we're having an affair. I mean, that's another story. Anyway, she calls me to tell me that something is thumping around in the attic of the library. She had opened the hatch in the ceiling, and could I please come and look up in there and see what's going on? And as she was talking to me on the phone, she started to shout, "I see it! I see it! It's looking down at me!" Well, it was a ringtail cat looking down from the ceiling, huge dark eyes on a sweet little head. And, you know, and then a few days later, the librarian calls to tell me the thumping around in the attic indicates two ringtail cats are up in the attic. "Oh, that's cool," I tell her, because ringtails are solitary except to breed. So a male and female ringtail were up in that attic having way too much fun. The scientific name for the ringtail is Bassariscus astutus. Bassariscus translates from a couple words, little fox, which it isn't. Astutus, cunning little fox, which it isn't. Ringtails are in the Procyonidae, the family Procyonidae. Around you and me in the borderlands, that includes the ringtails, Bassariscus, the raccoons, Procyon, and the Quadamundi, Nasua, three genera. How cool is that? It's very cool. Ringtails range from like southern Oregon on down deep past us into Mexico. And if you go deeper into Central America, you'll find another species of Bassariscus. They're marvelous, marvelous creatures. They're omnivores. I mean, they see food and eat it, but they do love their rodents. I mean, they are rodent specialists. What else can I tell you? They're nocturnal. They're cool, amazing climbers. They have this cool black and white striped tail, longer than their body. I told you they're nocturnal. Oh, their eyes make them look like primates. They are so, so cute. But listen, there was something else going on in that library with those ringtails. Every morning, some books would be found on the floor. I had a hunch what was happening, and after looking at all the books, then I was pretty sure. From left to right, and from top going on down, they seemed to be looking for something that just had to be found. That's right, from the top to bottom and left to right, those ringtails have been pulling books off shelves and reading through the night. And you know what? I think they knew the Dewey Decimal System. They knew to go right where to go, to right where to go for topics, or they surely would have missed them. I hear you. "Excuse me, Petey, we think you're quite nuts." "Oh, no, my friends. It's quite clear with no ifs, nos, ands, or buts. I mean, to the right of the decimal in 599, they had found a book on rodents, and I think that's a sign. It was on the floor and open to a page about the genus Paramiscus, the genus of deer mice. And listen up, I don't want you to miss this. They'd read and marked pages from chipmunks to white-throated pack rats. Something suspicious going on with these literary ringtail cats. From Eutamius to Neotoma, from Perignathus to Dipodomus, all the Spermophilus and every species of Onychomus. I needed a new clue, so I looked around and saw a pile of books right by my feet. "Aha," I said, picked one up and grabbed a seat. It was a cookbook from 641.5. It was a cookbook, my goodness sakes, alive. They were reading Rick Bayless, James Beard, Diana Kennedy, and Julia Child, too. Today, we're cooking Dipodomi dumplings and Rodentia stew. I turned to the librarian and said, "You know, these ringtails, they seem quite evolved." "Well," she said, "I've decided to give them library cards, so problem solved." So that's the story of the ringtails at the library that check out books in the night, and rumors circulate about them opening a cafe where other ringtails can drop by for a local bite. Oh, and what about the librarian, the one with whom I'm having an affair? Brrr. I smiled at her and said, "Those rascal ringtails are having fun. I mean, do we dare?" Oh, Ms. Mosquito laughed so hard and gave me a very sweet look and said, "When I get home tonight, I'll bring you a good book." I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.